So my message this morning is in all things give thanks. And most times when I start a message, I just start from a blank page, you know, and then go, okay, let's go hunting to find what I'm going to talk about. And all this week I've just kept getting, in all things give thanks, for this is the will of God. In all things give thanks, for this is the will of God. And so I did a little bit of a look back through some of my messages, and I found a really good one on Thanksgiving. And as I read it, I thought, man, that's a pretty good message. I should just reuse that and do it a bit of a rehash and a relook at it and a re through it. So some of this, some of you will go, I've heard that before. And do you know what? That's a great sign that you were in church a year and a half ago and you remember the message. And others of you will go, I've never heard that before. And that'll mean a year and a half ago, you weren't in church, you weren't here. And that's okay. And for those of you who might have been somewhere else. So it's about being thankful. And if there's one thing, only one thing I get through to you today, it's that you go away thinking this week about, in all things, give thanks, for this is the will of God. In all things, give thanks, for this is the will of God. I don't know about you, I think there's a lot of things we can complain about in this world. Although, I must say, our missions trips photos weren't really sort of enticing you to go on this great, great trip. Like you just look at that and you go, I give thanks that I live where I live. But in this world, I mean, there's lots to complain about. You know, there's a few things we could complain about the government, and I'm just going to complain for a moment, but I just can't get over this. They're lifting up our interest rates, making it harder for us when it's going to get hard. It just doesn't make sense. And you can come and tell me how you understand it with the whole economy, but I just think it's nuts. Anyhow, I just thought I'd get that off my chest so that I could just feel a little bit better. I don't know about you, I am extremely grateful and thankful to God. I'm extremely thankful for amazing church, and we're thanking our volunteers at lunch today, but I want to thank you all for being in church. I want to thank you, you know, I thank our staff. You know, a lot of people go, oh, is it hard being a pastor? Well, I sort of go, well, not really, because we've got amazing staff. That makes it easy. We've got amazing people. You are amazing people. I am so grateful for you. I'm so glad that none of you ever grumble or moan about anything. I'm so thankful that you're always encouraging. No, this is true. This is true. You're always maybe you do it to somebody else, but you don't do it to me. So I'm thankful. I'm thankful for the generosity of a church that gives. Honestly, it blows me away. Your generosity, and I just say it from the bottom of my heart, and it makes a difference and enables. I'm thankful for a building. Oh my goodness. And if you can remember, you know, 5 years ago when we were in building disarray, walking through a little plank when you wanted to go to the toilet, through the tunnel, what's known as the tunnel of love. I don't know why it ended up with that name. And I'm just so grateful for the things. And, you know, I'm grateful we do these boxes. We got to take the gifts that you all put together for the kids that are in care of Oranga Tamariki, and we got to take the boxes in there. And we sat down and we did an interview with a couple of the social workers, which we'll show in a few weeks' time, which will blow you away. But as we came down the stairs and we were about to get into the car, there was Brett, me, and Sharon. This lady who was a worker, social worker, came running down the stairs, and I might be careful here, I might cry. She came running down the stairs and she got to us and she said, look, first of all, she goes, are you the guys who do the presents in the boxes? And we said, yeah. She said, look, 3-4 years ago, I was living in a container. I was a solo mum. My kids, we were petrified that we were going to get made homeless. I'm a professional social worker, but I'd ended up in that position and things felt totally hopeless. And she says, you do not understand. And she's got tears running down her eyes saying how grateful we are for the, the box and for the gifts for my kids. It just made me feel normal. It made me feel there was hope. And she said, in the box, and I can't remember this, but in the box was a tablecloth of some sort. And she said, you know, everything else in the box got eaten, but I treasure that tablecloth. It has huge sentimental value to me. Can you express to your people how thankful we are for the boxes? Isn't that amazing? Yeah, thank you, Lord. And I thought, man, in all things give thanks, because this is the will of God. And so in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16, it says, always be joyful. And I think Eleanor talked on joyfulness last week. In fact, I know she did because I had to listen. It was very good. You should have a listen to that. Always be joyful. Never stop praying. And when I read that this morning, I felt there's some people, that's your word this morning. You've stopped praying. You've had some situations and you've just got to the stage where you've gone, I don't know if I'm going to pray about that anymore. And here's the word of the Lord. Never stop praying. Never stop praying. And verse 18, be thankful in all circumstances. Not just for all circumstances, but in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you who belong in Christ Jesus. It's his will. You know, I think thankfulness is a decision. It's a habit. It should flow. It should be something that flows. It's something that should come out of our heart to people that we are grateful and we are thankful. Let's close your eyes for a moment, just so you're not distracted. When I say be thankful in all things, what is the thing, the circumstance you're in right now that you need to just thank God for? Why don't you take a moment and just say, God, I thank you. Maybe something comes flooding into you and you just go, God, I'm thankful. Father, this morning, we come with grateful hearts. We're so thankful, number one, to you for saving us. We're so thankful for your grace that despite all our failures and mistakes and errors, you still use us. You love us. Lord, we're so grateful. Lord, we're sorry for at times when we don't express it, when we don't say it. And Lord, I pray you'd help us to live this life full of gratefulness and thankfulness for you, Father, and to the people around us. Lord, speak to each heart. Lord, I do pray for that person or those people that maybe had stopped praying. Lord, I pray that that word of mine to pray would come as a word in season for them, and that faith would come into their spirit and into their heart, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, it's easy to get into a stage where we think our privileges are a right. And that happens when we stop being grateful and thankful. Where it's easy to think, I deserve this and I deserve that. And, you know, I always say, I don't think we've got any rights. Everything we have is privileges, and I'm grateful for every privilege I have. A guy named John Henry said this, gratitude is a vaccine, an antitoxin, an antiseptic. I thought that was very good. You know, when you're young, you probably are a little bit at times very aware about everything in your world from your own point of view, but as you get older, you become more aware that everything you probably have in your life has come from somebody else. And you're grateful. You're grateful to your parents. I'm grateful to my parents. They've done so much. And as I've raised kids, I've become even more grateful because I think about what a little snot I was sometimes. And that's the same for you. And my sister here is saying, yes, that's true. Well, that's not it. I think you need to be grateful too. Let's just get that clear. And I've got the microphone right now. Are you grateful to your parents? Do you express it? Do you say it? Feeling gratitude and not expressing it is like wrapping a present and never giving it. We need to be thankful. And I just got some thoughts, little thoughts on thankfulness. But my big thing that I'm wanting you to get in your head is in all things, give thanks, because this is the will of God. It's the will of God. You know, everybody asks, what's the will of God? It's easy. Be thankful. If you can just start there, man, it'll change your world. Thankfulness gives you a better perspective of life. Thankfulness takes you in a better direction. You know, you've got two choices, really. You can be a complainer or you can be grateful. You can have an attitude of gratitude. In fact, gratitude is made up of attitude. Everything about attitude is gratitude. So you can have a gratitude or you can have a complaining. And I think this year, if there's one little revelation over this year that I've just come around about three or four times, is that complaining is possibly one of the worst things we can do. And complaining does not help us in anything. There we go. You know, Israel lost perspective and complained in the wilderness. Now, here's the thing. It was terrible in the wilderness. I don't know about you. I'm glad I wasn't living in the wilderness. Having the same meal morning and night, day and night, you have that same meal, you know, and living in a place that's just a wilderness. I know it wouldn't be very nice, but God got really mad with them for complaining. And in 1 Corinthians 10:9, it says, "Nor should we put Christ to the test, as some of them did, and then died from snake bites. And don't grumble as some of them did when they were destroyed by the angel of death. These things happen to be examples for us. They are written down to warn us who live at the end of the age." Feels like the end of the age, eh? We need to be grateful. What this is saying is that their complaining released the destroyer into their life. Phil Pringle, we were just sitting and he did a sort of devotion and he made this observation. He was going through just some scripture and he just said, you know, complaining releases the destroyer into your life. Wow, I just started thinking about that. I'm thinking, man, I don't want to release negativity into my world. It's hard enough as it is. The result or the outcome of complaining is to release the enemy into your life. We need to have the right perspective. Thankfulness makes you have a greater perspective. And it makes your world bigger. Perspective is extremely important. Let me read you this little story, and some of you may remember this. A young lady wrote home from college, "Dear Mum, sorry I haven't written sooner. My arm really has been broken. I broke it and my left leg when I jumped from the second floor of my dormitory. Don't worry, I was one of the lucky ones. A young service station attendant saw the blaze and called the fire department. They were there in minutes. I was in hospital for a few days. Paul, the service station attendant, came to see me every day. And because of it, because it was taking so long to get my dormitory livable, I moved in with him. He has been so nice. You and Dad will really like him. Oh, by the way, did I tell you that I was pregnant with a child? His child. Paul and I plan to get married just as soon as he can get a divorce. I hope things are fine at home. I'm doing fine and I will write more when I get the chance. Love, your daughter, Susie. P.S. None of the above is true. But I did get a C in sociology and I flunked my chemistry. I just wanted you to get this news in its proper perspective." Your perspective. Doesn't that change the perspective? And some of you that are off to university or at university should remember that's a great little thing to do now and again. You know, perspective. You know, we have so much to be thankful for. And I, you know, I saw the picture up there of India, and Sharon and I have been talking about Bangladesh, and I went to India and Bangladesh, I think it could be 10 years ago, and I still remember coming back and sitting down and going, in New Zealand, we have nothing to complain about. We have nothing to complain about. And, you know, this is why I want just about everybody to go on a mission trip, because it will change your perspective on how amazing our world is, how blessed you are. You know, if you got to sleep where you didn't get wet and the roof wasn't even leaking, that's an amazing thing. If you got to have eat whatever you wanted yesterday and it wasn't the same thing as the last 20 days, you're doing well. We got so much to be thankful for, and it's about perspective. In all things, give thanks. It's the will of God. Thankfulness gives you a better perspective of God and what He's done for you. And I think sometimes we lose that perspective. And, you know, I think complaining makes you end up in a victim mentality. Whereas thankfulness gives you power. It's a victory mentality to be thankful. The outcome of thankfulness is quite phenomenal, but it is actually one of the main outcomes is peace in your life. In Philippians 4:6, probably one of my favorite verses, it says, don't worry about anything, instead pray about everything, and there it is again. I didn't even sort of see that until right now. Pray about everything. Come on, somebody, you need to pray about some things more. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He's done. If you do this, you will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. And His peace will guard your hearts and your minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Man, that's powerful. That is powerful. If you go, I'm not going to worry, I'm going to pray instead, I'm going to tell God what I need in my life, and I'm going to give thanks for all He's done, it's going to protect my heart and my mind. It's going to protect my mind and my heart from all the horrible things. It's going to protect us. It's like it guards our heart from having resentment fall in and having, all the horrible things that come into our lives. It causes us to think positively rather than negatively. It protects us. It sends us on the right direction. In all things, give thanks. It's the will of God. It's amazing what it does for you. It gives you peace. Why? Because you're giving it to God. It gives peace into your life. And everybody's looking for peace. And maybe this, the reason we don't have a lot of peace in our world is because everybody's so ungrateful. Maybe you would have peace in some of the situations you've got if you were a person who were more grateful and thankful. Gratitude improves psychological health. Gratitude reduces a multitude of toxic emotions, ranging from envy, resentment, frustration, regret. A leading gratitude researcher has conducted multiple studies on the link between gratitude and well-being. His research confirms that gratitude effectively increases happiness and reduces depression. Wow. Gratefulness. Other benefits, positive psychology co-founder, a guy from the University of Pennsylvania and his colleagues discovered that when people took a few minutes each evening to write down three good things that happened to them during the day, their happiness increased and their depressive symptoms decreased. Awesome. And while I'm on the benefits, it's better for your heart. There's things around your heart. It's better sleeping. If you've got gratitude, you have more friends. Does that mean if you've got no friends, you're grumpy? My dad just said that. You're grumpy. You're ungrateful. Ooh. And increased optimism. You've got to keep getting your perspective, and it helps you in this life. You've got to be someone who's thankful. And expressing that thanks. I've read this before. In The Hiding Place by Corrie ten Boom. It relates to an incident which taught her about being thankful. She and her sister Betsy had been transferred to the worst German prison camp they had seen yet, called Ravensbrück. And I think I've read before a bit out of that where she talks about having to forgive one of the guards that she came across. Upon entering the barracks, they found that they were extremely overcrowded and flea infested. One morning, their Bible reading was 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks. Betsy told Corrie to stop and thank the Lord for every detail of their new living quarters. Corrie at first flatly refused to give thanks for the fleas. But Betsy persisted. She finally succumbed. During the months spent in that camp, they were surprised to find how openly they could hold Bible study and prayer meetings without the guards interfering. It was several months later that they learned that the guards would not enter the barracks because of the fleas. Isn't that amazing? In all things, give thanks. This is the will of God. Did you know that thankfulness makes you more lovable? I know some of you go, yeah, no, I'm already lovable. But thankfulness, and you think about it logically. You know, okay, let's say... say for me and Eleanor, now, you know, look, I've got nothing to complain about at all, but if there was something and I just was always complaining, you know, what am I going to say now? If I was complaining that you never listen to me, you talk too much, if I complained that she didn't do nice dinners, if I just complained all the time to her and all she heard is complaining, how would she feel towards me? She's going to start feeling resentful towards me. But if I'm thankful and grateful, then I become more lovable and cuddly at the same time. If you are grateful, how grateful are you? It makes the relationship grow. And look, even as I was doing this, some of you need to be more grateful for your children. If you're complaining about them, if all you do is moan or groan about them, then they're going to get actually resentful towards you. But if you're grateful, if you're thankful, you know, and one of the challenges I think for us all is that often we're really good at thanking the people we hardly know or we don't do much with, but the people that are in our lives and do the most for us are the ones that sometimes we go, oh, well, they already know I'm thankful. No, they don't. And even if they do, they need to know it again. You need to keep expressing your thankfulness and gratefulness. And then they're going to love you more. I even felt if you were struggling with someone, a work colleague, a boss, an employee, why don't you just be more grateful to them? More grateful. Look for the things to be grateful about. And thankful about. Now, look, what happens in our minds is that we think, oh, why should I be thankful about this good area when they've got this negative area? And then they're going to think that that's all right. But I actually think the more grateful you are about this will actually give you an opportunity to talk about this. Because they're going to be more open to you. They're going to be more ready to listen to you and to receive from you. In all things, give thanks, for this is the will of God. You know, in Luke 7:36, there's the whole story of a woman coming back and thanking Jesus. And Jesus said, I tell you, in verse 47, I tell you, her sins, and they were many, have been forgiven. She has shown so much love. But a person who is forgiven little shows only a little love. Then Jesus said to the woman, your sins are forgiven. Do you know, sometimes I don't think we realize how much God has forgiven us. And if you're not thanking him for him, that's an indication that you don't realize how amazing it is what God's done for you. The more you realize what God's done for you and how amazing salvation is and his grace towards us and his love towards us, man, the response is that I'm thankful. The response is that when it comes to worship, I want to give him everything. I want to give him all my concentration. I want to just thank him for how amazing he is. And, you know, look, David was probably one of the best that showed how grateful it was because he expressed it. And I haven't got time to read it all, but Psalm 136 is a great psalm that you could actually write your own psalm. Give thanks, the Lord is good. Give thanks, God, for he's the Lord of lords. Give thanks for him for his mighty miracles. You know, what happens for us, you know, and Victor talked about his house this morning. Well, I'm grateful for our house. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. And I was thinking today, you know, as you keep thanking God for that miracle, what does it do? It reminds you that God is good and God will do it again. It affects your perspective. Are you grateful for your car? Somebody showed me their new car this morning. It's amazing. Are you thankful and you're grateful? God, thank you for that. We have so much. We need to be grateful. Jesus healed the lepers, the 10 lepers in Luke 17, verses 11 to 19. And out of the 10, only one came back and said, thanks. Oh, that's terrible odds. Again, over the years of being involved as an accountant in businesses, I'm amazed how many people do not go thank their boss for their pay rise or for their bonus or for whatever happens in their life. I'm just blown away how many people don't. You should be grateful and thankful that you got a job. Like it just changes your whole perspective. When you're grateful for your job, then suddenly you value it more. When you become ungrateful, then you lose value of it. You stop valuing it the way God wants you to value it. In all things, be thankful, for this is the will of God. Be thankful in all your circumstances. Always be thankful. No matter what happens, be thankful. Be a person that is thankful. It's better for your health. It's better for you. It's better for the people around you. And we're coming into a time that I think is one of the best opportunities to thank people. Make sure you take the opportunity to thank them. Be thankful. Let's pray. Father, I pray you'd help us to be thankful and grateful. Lord, and I know there's some people here that got some pretty hard situations they're in, and maybe this last year has been hard and negative and had some horrible things happen in it. Lord, I pray you'd help them and show them the parts where they can be grateful and thankful. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we are sorry we don't express it enough, and maybe at times our thanks is half-hearted. Lord, today we're just thankful and grateful for you. We thank you for the people you put in our world. Thank you for the people around us. Amen. Amen. Amen.